Greetings, I am Delilah, your wellness warrior and gentle guide. And in this quick video, I want to share with you some things to think about when choosing a holistic wellness professional. Because of course, it is usually a very conscious decision that's not taken lightly when considering building a long-standing therapeutic relationship. Things you want to think about when determining if a holistic wellness professional is right for you is what is that person's philosophy? What is their attitude towards what they do, and what approach do they take? And an example of that for me would be my personal and professional philosophy is that the mind, the body, and the spirit are all connected, and one affects the other. And we as human beings all are blessed with the amazing ability to heal ourselves. We each have all that we need to heal and to live at 100% or better. So that's my general philosophy. My attitude is an attitude that is, of course, personable but also professional. I don't have judgment when working with my clients, or I try not to have judgment at all. I am a professional, meaning that I have worked with all types of people, with all types of issues and things that they're working on. I have worked with all various types of body types and all of that, and I do approach all my clients, all students, with the light of a non-judgmental attitude, a very warm and friendly attitude, and one that is welcoming and accepting, okay? Because we are all human, and I do believe that with the essence of who we all are, it's the same. So we are really no different. So there's no reason for me to pass judgment on you, because what I see in another person is generally a reflection of a part of myself. And I am beautiful as I know everyone else is. But in any case, you want to find out what kind of approach they take towards their work or their practice. For example, my approach is one that is more gentle than some as it relates to energy work, breath work, body work, those types of things. For example, some clients may come to me and request very deep pressure, and they basically want me to hurt them. And I usually don't take that approach to what I do. My general philosophy also includes, or my approach includes, the belief that the entire body never needs very deep pressure to make positive change or affect it within it. I feel like if you put too much pressure in a particular area or another, depending on what issues the person has or who the person is, it may actually have the reverse effect that they really want, because the body will put on its defenses and try to protect itself. And you know, you will build up that level of stress in the body that is not something that you're necessarily working towards when you come to see someone like me, who specializes in stress management and relaxation. So you want to think about or find out what that practitioner's approach is, what their attitude is towards what they do, and also what their philosophy is. Another thing is you want to think about your preferences as far as accommodations are concerned. And when I say accommodations, I'm talking about the actual location of where you'll be receiving your services. It can be the physical address and location, the area of town that it's in. It can also be the space itself. It could, you know, sometimes you are in a spa-like setting where it gives you a particular feel, versus if it's a practitioner that's willing to come to your home and service you there, or if it's a very large franchise type of facility, or if it's a more independent, localized type of facility. So any, you want to think about that as well. You want to think about what the procedure would be to get your services as far as setting an appointment, what forms of payments are accepted, and just this kind of a rundown of get, you want to ask or find out kind of a rundown of what you may expect if you were to get services at a particular place. Now, and the last thing I want to share with you about things to consider when choosing a holistic wellness professional is maybe gaining some insight into their background. Although you really never know, you can always ask what a person's background is, but I found that if a person is particularly gifted in an area naturally, then it's kind of hard to put in words, or it's hard to get a piece of paper to tell you that that person is naturally gifted in how they serve. So you definitely want to find out their skills, things that they have learned, and things that they put into practice. You can find out what their specialties are, if they specialize in any particular niche or area of influence. You want to find out what kind of trainings they've had, if that's something that interests you in making a decision on choosing a holistic wellness professional. And you can also, you know, go to their website or ask them for references or testimonials from people who have had their services before. But I want to warn you, you know, generally when you see testimonials on someone's website or something like that, or if they're going to give you a reference, we all know that they're going to give you the reference that they know is going to give them a good reference, okay? And they're going to only put or show generally those testimonials that are good, but that can help with your level of comfort when choosing a holistic wellness professional. But know that different strokes for different folks, okay? What may actually work out for one particular person may not necessarily be what works out for you. And in the generally in along the lines of holistic wellness professionals, whether it be licensed massage therapist, acupuncturists, yoga instructors, Reiki healers, any long list of holistic wellness professionals, tantric educators, any of them, they are all different. You know, it's kind of sometimes difficult to tell your connection to that particular person and how well you two will vibe, and the kind of energy that you all can both bring to your session. So with that being said, I would not weigh heavy on the side of testimonials and references, but it can definitely be give you more insight into the type of work that that person does, the effect that that person is having in the lives of other, the people that they serve. And that's that. So I expect that this information is beneficial to you. I look forward to sharing with you in my next video. If you'd like more information about services that I provide, and or information in general about holistic wellness professionals, feel free to go to the website that's provided, follow the link that's provided, and or contact me, Delilah. Thank you. Peace.